Wisdom will daily load you with God's benefits. Wisdom will daily load you with God's benefits. And that's a scripture there. And I want you to get that scripture, so I want you to have it, and I'll finish preaching next Sunday. And we'll serve communion next Sunday too. What? That's what I said. How many shepherds are we going to have up in here? Psalm 68 and 19. Look at Psalm 68 and 19. I'm just going to give you a short little thing for the work for this week, so you'll have something that the Lord said. Put Psalm 68, 19 up there on the board so I can see it, please. It's in the psalm. Let's read this scripture together. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loaded us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Saul, pause and think about that. Then Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3. Six benefits sitting in that psalm. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, come on. O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Go to the next verse. Wait a minute, she got to get it, because I'm not turning the Bible. Get to verse 2. Psalm 103, verse 2. All right, give me the next one. Oh, how much you heal? What'd that lead to? Hell! Go ahead. Keep reading. Wow. That's some benefits. But you have to be walking in wisdom to know how to receive those benefits. Now, these seals, then I'm going to have a major principle I'm going to give you when I'm preaching. I might be able to give it all today. And then I'm going to have an affirmation. Affirmation, affirm what you just heard. So I'm going to make you say something. We're going to have affirmation. Make you say something. I know we've been here a long time now. Just give me a minute. I want you to have something to take home with you. You saw a demonstration, right? Now, wisdom is a superior spirit that produces meekness that would cause one to inherit the promises of God with ease. You heard that? I heard that. Let me get it where it's separated. Because it's so powerful. It's so powerful. I'm fully persuaded that what he has promised, he's also able to perform. Well, that's Romans 4:21, I think. Jeremiah 1:12. He watches over his word to perform it. Isaiah 55:11. Just give me a minute. Isaiah 55:11. Have courage. Look at it. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Say this with me. I'm blessed. With help.
Happiness,
love,
success,
prosperity,
money,
and long life.
Hallelujah.
Wisdom will take your faith to a supreme level of action that moves three worlds. Heaven, hell, and earth. Hell got to back up. Earth's got to receive the miracles that you're receiving from heaven. Wisdom, watch this now, watch this now. Listen, I know it's 1 o'clock, what time it is? Wisdom, insight, I got somewhere to go tonight. Wisdom, insight, and foresight will cause hindsight to lose grip upon your benefits that are rightfully yours through Christ. In other words, no matter what happened in the past, it ain't going to happen no more if it's bad. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm loose from my past. I got a brand new future. Watch it. Watch what the brand new future is going to bring. New wisdom. They want something on the board, baby. They're looking at me like y'all got to put this stuff up. If I'm going to hold them a few minutes, y'all got to put this stuff up. They got them cameras. They're flashing. And then you ain't got nothing up there but me on the board. They don't want to see me. They won't see what I'm saying. New wisdom. Come on, say it with me. New wisdom. You got a screen to the left. If you need to turn around, you need to see closer, turn around, look at the back. You got it on both sides of you and in front of you. Come on. New wisdom. New door. And new gates are being opened now that the flow of God's will will appear to men. That God is at hand. Working in your life. Working in my life. And inviting me to move on the same page with him. God wants to move on the same page with him. Same page with Jesus. After this, I'm going to receive an offering. I thought the offering was over. No, that was something else. I'm going to make a believe out of somebody up in here. Your blessing will begin to flow in supernatural currents. Notice current is plural. That there will be no mistake about it who child you are. You heard that? I drive my Rolls Royce out of here and out that garage in a few minutes. There ain't no mistake. They know. They might fuss. But they know who. See, that preacher that's down there from that church in Darrow. ain't going to be no mistake because they ain't going to have no four Rolls Royce at the red light. Might have two. I got one. Doc got one. Might have two. And I don't know if he in today, but they ain't going to have no four. Somebody said they saw somebody with a Bentley. I said, "What? Where they at? In Gonzales? Y'all catch on pretty soon." You are coming to the point that your life will speak volume about the grace, goodness, and glory of God. Y'all receive that? Say,
I receive that.
How many of y'all want your life to speak? But you got to have some stuff for your life to speak. You can't just be talking. You got to show some stuff. Louisiana is the show me state. Because I live here. Watch this now. Be willing and obedient always to put God first. You heard me? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. For you see, God is looking for those who can add blessing to that, so he can add blessing to their life, giving them new wisdom every day in the way to live, knowing how to be in partnership with the Holy Spirit of wisdom. Say, I'm in partnership with the Holy Spirit of wisdom. I know what to do. Exactly know when to do it. I'm almost through. Jesus Christ. And all his holy angels. Shapra Sata. What a church service today. I'm telling you, my God. Listen, you are invited. Don't let it pass you by. Trying to live life only on man's level. Your privilege is knocking on your heart now. Answer and let the good life in. Wow. That's good preaching, isn't it? man. Now I'm going to give you this principle and do the affirmation. I'm going to be through. I'm going to give you the principle. God's wisdom enables me to live in his divine enlightenment. Y'all don't have that back there because they're still looking for it. Because this principle here. See, the Holy Ghost gave me these principles. Why would he say it now? Why would he say it? It's going to cost your life to leap. God's wisdom, y'all don't have that, right? They got that, Bob? Y'all don't have me send Barbara back there. You know she's going to put all y'all out. God, get this down. Take a picture. God's wisdom, come on, say it. God's wisdom enabled me to live in his divine enlightenment. And I am now able to see things. Somebody say hallelujah here.
Hallelujah.
That's what wisdom is supposed to do. Wisdom is supposed to enable you to see things for it right. Bad and good thing. Bad thing to stop and good thing to open the door for. I ain't playing up in here. You understand? This is divine. This is supernatural. We're not playing up in here. Let's make this affirmation now. Stand up. You got the affirmation, put them up because they're going to be looking for them. The wisdom of God belongs
to me.
Putting me at all times in the divine advantages
of the supernatural life.
You see, you heard that?
Yes, sir.
I will prevail.
Let
me tell you something now. You can't say these. You got to add some emotion to it to make it come alive. Some emphasis. You know what I'm saying? This is not just a book you're reading. This is the affirmation you make it. So you got to apply yourself. Push it. All right? I will prevail
in all of life's
affairs
because the wisdom of God
makes me
the
master of every situation.
I now know
what to do,
how to do it,
every time.
Because
I permit his wisdom
to control my mind.
I have decided
to live
in the rivers
of God's flow of wisdom.
Hallelujah.
Lift
your hand and praise God.